I have a question that you don't have to answer if you don't want. And it goes back to feeling guilty every single day of your life for your daughter and your wife. Is there something that you could say now that would help going forward to other people that might, it can't ever alleviate the guilt, but certainly might potentially help others from going down the path? Some word of advice?
Yes, communication. You know, I was young, my wife was young. We didn't communicate that much with each other. We let other people come in and tell us things that maybe weren't right and things we shouldn't have listened to. But you got to communicate with the person closest to you. You have to, you have to discuss things. You have, both of you have to express your feelings, and you got to have some common ground. And I didn't have the communication skills at 23 that I have now at 66, or that I had at 33, or 43, or 53. You know, communication is the main thing. And not having anybody tell you something that you know is not right. Because so many times you'll suffer. You know, and I'll give you a quick example. And this is when I was in the fifth grade. We moved from Compton to L.A., and we had a math test, and I knew the answers to the math test, but the students there were telling me that it is that's not the right way. It's done a different way, and I listened to them, and I failed right along with them, even though I knew it was different, and now I look back on that and thinking, math doesn't change. The truth doesn't change. But people can convince you that things change when you're weak-minded and you're not educated. So I would tell people, first of all, communication, but get educated. Read. You don't spend all day watching TV. Read. In my lifetime, I've read over 400 books. You know, I try to read and try to be as knowledgeable as I can. But I do see dark days ahead for America, because I'm currently reading the book about John Brown, who was, you know, who died freeing the slaves. And the same things that were going on before the Civil War, I see happening today. And people can't turn to the church. You look at these evangelicals, and it's crazy. They'll say, well, for instance, God put Trump in charge. Okay, if God put Trump in charge, then he put Biden in charge, and Obama in charge, and Bush in charge. But they don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear the truth. And if I had listened more about the truth and been able to express that to my wife more, maybe I could have saved her. But I didn't.
Are there any, for lack of any better word, signs that you would have people specifically look to or look at when participating within an organization that you would consider warning signs?
One would be it. Truth. Because, you know, you have stories in the Bible where Jesus told a man to, you know, a man asked him to follow him. And he said, what do I need to follow you? And Jesus said, sell all you have. But he didn't stop there. He said, sell all you have, give it to the poor, and then follow me. He didn't say, sell all you have, give it to the rich. Give it to the poor. And still we have these mega pastors flying around in private jets. I'll never forget, this was afterwards, a girlfriend of mine, she was going to a church in Los Angeles, and I'll just say it was Fred Price's church. and the congregation was buying him a Rolls Royce. And he said, well, Jesus rode on a camel and or a donkey. And that was the Rolls Royce of that time. I'm thinking, and, you know, my girlfriend at the time said, no, it's not. I said, there's a lot of things between a Rolls Royce and walking. There's a Chevy, there's a bicycle, there's a motorcycle, but there ain't too many things between a donkey and walking. I mean, either you walk or you got a donkey. There's nothing in between that I know of. But people went along with that. And I'm thinking people have to be smarter than that. People got to think for themselves and stop letting other people tell them something that is outrageous. And I'll never forget the last time I stepped in Fred Price's church is there, you know, because he was always arrogant to me. He said that the people who died in Jonestown got what they deserved. And my girlfriend at the time couldn't understand why I didn't go back. She said I should forgive him for that. And that's unforgivable. How are you going to tell me my 2-year-old daughter got what she deserved? So, you know, people get hooked up in this religion game. And they let people tell them stuff that's not in the Bible. One of the reasons I came to Islam, because there is no main Islam leader or group telling you things. They stress, read the Quran, follow the Quran. And that's what I try to do daily. And I really wish that I had found Sunni Islam when I was 12 years old and been steeped in it then, because then I would have lived a better life. But, you know, I am where I am now. But people need to read and not let somebody lie to them, especially when they know they're lying. You know, I just can't understand. You know what? Like I said, I have 3 sons, and when I raised my sons, I used to tell them, you know, 60% of the people you run across are going to be stupid. And now my sons are out in the world, and they said, Dad, your estimate of too much. It's way higher than 60%. But, you know, that's something that, you know, we got to live with.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I know this was a long time ago, and I don't want to see anybody else go through this and live with this. You know, because guilt, survivor's guilt, can be a terrible thing to live with. And I wish people would hold their loved ones closer to them and enjoy them while they're here, because you never know when they're going to be snatched away. You never know it. And you know, I just want people to educate themselves, seek the truth, and keep your loved ones close.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for this interview. And we are going off record at 11:04 a.m. Thank you very much.